You're listening to Amud V'Chazar with Dani Eisberg, Maseches Eirvin, Daf Yud Dalid, Amud Beis. Okay, so tonight we have our work cut out for us. Did anybody happen to bring calculators with them, or you have it on your phone? Okay, you don't necessarily need them. Hopefully, the Gemara will walk you through it. But if you can take the Gemara's word for some of the math if you'd like. But we'll get there momentarily. So first, we'll just review the Daf. Simon. So first of all, Daf Yud Gimel, remember, is a bar mitzvah boy. So a bar mitzvah boy is laning the Parsha of Sota, and he gets up to a few words that are with letters missing because it wasn't written with kamkantum. And the Rav calls out, Mayor, you enlightened our eyes with your Kriyas Torah. Make sure you always are going to be an anav like Beis Hillel, and hopefully people accept your words then. Okay, and Daf Yud Dalid, we said, is Yad. So we think of a juggler with his hands, juggling, you know, moving his hands around, that imagery. And we said that he was juggling torches of fire between these twin koros, right? One is Elyona, one is Tachtona. And you just imagine him juggling the fire going up in between. And we'll see where those torches land in a moment. We're going to start at the bottom of Yudal Namad Aleph. That's where we left off yesterday. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Agula ro'enosa ki'ilu himirabas. We actually read the first line, but we'll read it again. So the Mishnah told us that a round kora is viewed as if it is a square kora. And then the Mishnah continues to say that it has to have a circumference of 3 tefachim. Ha sulamali. But why do you need to say this, right? This is in a series of questions the Gemara asks, so why do you have to specify every case? So we understand, Rowan, you see it as if it's this. Why do you have to give us another example of, and if it's round, we see it as if it's square. So the Gemara says, Istricha, I know we needed it to teach us the following. Kol sheyesh b'hekefa gimel tvachim, yesh bo rachav tefach. That anything that has a circumference of 3 tvachim, a round pole with a circumference of 3 tvachim, will have a width of 1 tefach, a diameter of 1 tefach, and therefore that meets our 1 tefach width requirement. So that's what's coming to teach us. So now the Gemara asks an interesting question. Mina hanimili, how do we know this? How do we know that a 3 tefach diameter, a 3 tefach circumference will result in a 1 tefach diameter? How do we know this? Did you take geometry? So Rabbi Yochanan says, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Vayas is Hayam. So this is referring to what's called the Yam Shel Shlomo. So you might have heard of the Perish, the Yam Shel Shlomo. Now this is that's based on something called a yam that Shlomo Melech made in the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo Melech had a few, maybe chidushim, we'll call them, that were not in the Mishkan and that were in the Beis HaMikdash. One of them is this big pool, that massive pool used as a mikvah called a yam, and that's also referred to as the Yam Shel Shlomo, which is why the parish of Rav Shlomo Luria is the Yam Shel Shlomo. So let's see the Pasuk. Vayas, and the dimensions of the Yam Shel Shlomo is going to demonstrate these rules of geometry when it comes to circles. Vayas is yam mutzak. So he made this yam, this pool of melted metal. Eser ba'ama, 10 amos in height. Misfaso ad sfaso agul saviv. And from the edge, from one edge to the other, it's completely round. V'chamesh ba'ama kamaso. And its height, like the length was 5 amos, vikav shloshim ba'ama yisov oso saviv, and its kav, its line going through, which is the diameter, was 30 amos. So oso saviv, right, going all around. So what this indicates is that if it has a 10 amma, Vekav is the circumference, right? So we see that if it has 10 amma diameter and it has a 30 amma circumference, we see the ratio of circumference to diameter is 3 to 1, right? With me so far? Okay, so that's just the simple math of the pasuk, that it has a circumference of 30 and a diameter of 1, so it must be, sorry, of 10 amos, so it must be that it's 3 to 1. Vaha'ika svaso, but hold on, but there's the edge of it, so actually before we go any further, so we have to address the obvious question, which is, why do you need a source to tell us a very basic rule of geometry, and not just basic rule of geometry, something that you could very easily figure out with a piece of string, right? You didn't have to learn any geometry. You have a piece of string, you wrap it around, you figure out the circumference that way. And then you do it, right? So why do you need to tell us this? Right? Was anybody thinking of that question? Okay. So the Tosfos HaRosh addresses this, and other Mefarshim also weigh in, and Rambam, and basically what some Mefarshim will say is that we need a source to say that the area of a circle or really the circumference is 3 to 1. We need a source to say that because it's not true, right? Really, we know that pi is not 3. It's an irrational number, 3.14, et cetera, et cetera. So in order to tell us that we're allowed to use this, we need a source. And the source is explicit in the psukim that we refer to it, meaning we can consider it for halachic purposes, we can consider the circumference like of a ratio of 1 to 3, and we don't need to do any more than that. You don't have to go to the 3 1/7. It's fine to rely on this 1 to 3 ratio to get to get to the circumference. I'll point out a very interesting. It's quoted by Shem the Gra, maybe possibly the Maral, which would be before the Gra, which is very interesting. That this word kav, right? So if you look at kav in the pasuk, Kav in the pasuk is spelled, I think there's a Kri and Ksiv there. I think there's a Kri and Ksiv. Let me just get, I'm getting my calculator out for this one. So what I want to point out now is the Kri and the Ksiv of the word Kav over here. So I believe that the Kri is the Ksiv is Kav, but the Kri is Kav, but the Ksiv, I think, has a He at the end. It's like spelled like Kava, as opposed to Kav. Okay, so what does that mean? So Kav is, this is either the Gra or the Maharal or both. So Kav is Gematria 106, right? And Kava, with a He at the end, you add 5, is 111. And I think, so if you do 106 divided by 111, is that right? No. So you do 111 divided by 106, because now you're figuring out the ratio. So what you're left with is 1.04716981. I just looked it up. Okay. So I'm just typing in the calculation now. And if you would multiply, so right, meaning that's the ratio, a 111 divided by 106, so that ratio is 1.04. Now, if you would multiply that by 3, because we're saying it's a ratio of 3 to 1, multiplied by 3 equals 3.14150943. Pretty amazing. Right? That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 digits. Into pi, 3 point, and then a 3 in it, like 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 6 digits after the 3.14, which is really an astounding thing. That the Kri and Ksiv, according to the Gra, the Kri and Ksiv demonstrate the ratio of 3.14 with 6 more digits afterwards. Hear that? Meaning what comes out of this then? Is that hidden in the Kri and Ksiv is the real ratio of pi, right? Of circumference being pi times diameter. So the real ratio is there in the Kri and Ksiv, but the pasuk is actually giving us a heter to use the simple number 3 in the pashup shot of the pasuk. That the pashup shot is telling us use a ratio of 3 to 1, But look at the Korean Ksiv if you want to know the truth, which is that really it's 3.146 other digits. It's like a mind-blowing remez. I can try to post that more clearly in the group after if you can clap it now, because it's really not our focus tonight and we're already a little bit in. So let's go further. So very nice. You showed me that this is the ratio. But vaha ika svaso. But what about the edge? What about the rim? Which should, right? Right now we're assuming that we measured the size on the outside, and if it has a thick rim, that layer on the wall, so that would detract from it. So Omar of Papa svaso svas perach shoshan. That the edge of it is like the edge of the of a flower rose of a rose of a flower. Ksiv bay. That's what the pasuk says by it. Diksiv va'avav tefach v'svaso k'maisa kos perach shoshan apayim bas yechil. So basically, what it's demonstrating over here in this pasuk is that its thickness is like the tefach is like a tefach, and its edge is like it's like the maisa of a kos and perach shoshan apayim bas yechil, and it's a thousand. Size of this measurement called a bas, which we're going to discuss later on the following amud, right? So meaning what we're getting at is that if the rim is made like this cup and like this rose flower, so it's a very very thin one and it holds right bas yachil, it's able to hold 2,000 bas. Bottom line is it has a very thin rim, so don't count the rim in this cheshbon. The Gemara then says, "Vayika mashahu." Okay, even if it's very thin, but it's still something that distracts from the amount. So the Gemara responds, "Ki kachashiv migavai kachashiv." Okay, no. When we're talking about the measurement, it's talking about from the inside, not the outside. So when we say that this is the size of the right, when we're measuring the diameter, it's the inner diameter from the inside of the pool, not the outside, right? Because if it was the outside, then when we're trying to talk about how much water it holds, as we're going to do shortly, it's less than what you think. But we're saying, no. This measurement, the diameter, the 10 amma diameter, is from the inside, not counted from the outside, so don't cheshbon in the thickness of the wall. Right? That's pretty simple. Right? The Gemara originally says, okay, no, the thickness of the wall is not so thick. It's only the thickness of a flower petal. Okay, even so, that's still something. So the girl says, no. So we're measuring from the inside of the walls, not from the outside. Good. That's not the hard part. Let's get to the hard part. Tanya Rabbi Chiya. Tanya Rabbi Chiya, or maybe Tanya Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya taught in this following brisa, Yam she'asa Shlomo hayamachzik 150 mikvah tahara. That the Yam shel Shlomo was able to held 150 mikvahs. That purifies. So there's 150 mikvos in the Yam Shel Shlomo. Great. Let's try to figure out if the math adds up. Mikvah, so Michli, let's take a look at this. Mikvah kama havi. How much is a mikvah? We know this one. Arbaim se'ah. It's 40 sa'ah. Kidatanya, as we went to them in a brisa, which we actually quoted, I believe, on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, when we're talking about chatzitzin and mechitzin, and if this all comes from the... It's all halacha of Sinai. So Kinitani was going to the Brisa. The pasuk says Barachat Espesaro, turning over Yudalev and Beis, that he washes his flesh. He washes himself b'mayim in water. B'mei mikvah kol besaro mayim shakol gufo ola behen. So this teaches us that the water of a mikvah is something that all of his flesh, his whole entire body, can come in. So therefore, we determine the minimum size of a mikvah is the size that will comfortably hold the average man's full body in water. The kamahain, how much is that? Ama al ama barom shalosh amos. It's a square ama width and length, a square ama. And how tall is the average person? About 3 amos, right? A little under 6 feet. So that's the measurement. So three by one by one amos. That's the average size of a mikvah. Okay. V'shiru chachamim mei mikvah arba'im se'ah. And the chachamim did the legwork for us, and they calculate that to be 40 se'ah. Okay. Kamahavu lahu chamesh mea garmidi litzlas mea. So how much, so like now we're trying to figure it out. So how much is it for 500 amos litzlas mea, right? So if you have 500 amos, so chamesh mea garmidi, you have 500 amos, cubic amos. So that's how much is in the yam, right? That's 10, right? Because that's going to be 10 amos, 10 times 10 times 5 is in the yam shel shlomo. Or sorry, that's how much we're trying to get at, right? So chamesh mea garmidi. So tzlas mea mea. So if you have 300 amos, that can make 100 mikvaos, right? 300 amos can make 100 mikvaos. And therefore, limeya v'chamishin, if you have 150 amos, then chamshin, you can make 50 mikvaos. So, ba'arba me'o v'chamshin, sagya. If you have 450 amos, that should be enough for your 150 people that can fit in the Yam Shel Shlomo. Okay, so let's try to say that again in other words. So the Yam Shel Shlomo, we said the Braisa teaches, or Chia taught in the Braisa, that it can hold 150 mikvaos. So really, that should hold 150 mikvaos.
Going from the one point to another point, which is not the same length. You go up a little bit or down a little.
Right. Yeah. So in fact, we're even assuming for a moment that the Yam Shel Shlomo was a cube, which is going to be complicated. But yes.
The pasuk says Ogul Sabe.
Yeah, so the Yam Shel Shlomo. Okay, here. So the Yam Shel Shlomo is 5 amos by 10 amos by 10 amos, which comes out to 150 cubic amos. Sorry, no, 500 cubic amos. And in order to fit 150 men, 150 mikvaos, so which and each mikvah is 3 by 1 by 1 amos, so you would only need 450 amos, cubic amos. So why is it that the Yam Shel Shlomo, based on the pasuk, seems to be 500 cubic amos, yet to fit the Braisa, which says that the Yam Shel Shlomo held 150 mikvos, it only need 450 cubic amos. So you have an extra 50 cubic amos that don't fit in. There we go. So the Gemara answers, right? Let's mea for 300 amos. If you have 300 amos, you have 100 mikvaos. Lemeya v'chamshin, and to 150, if you have 150 cubic amos of water, that's chamshin mikvaos, 50 mikvaos. So ba'arba meya v'chamshin sagya. So 450 amos should be enough. Why is the Yam Shel Shlomo 5 by 10 by 10, which equals 500 cubic amos? That's 50 more cubic amos than we need. So the Gemara says, hani mili biribua. These... Right, this is only said by a square, right? If we're talking about a square mikvah, then yes, you would only need if the Yam Shel Shlomo were to be square, then there would be 500 cubic amos in it. But it's actually a lot less. Yam Shel Shlomo, Yam Shel Shlomo Agol Haya, but that was a circle. And therefore, it'll be less. So we're not done yet. We have to figure out the math now. Okay. So michdi kama meruba yaser ala eagle. So if you have a circle in a square with the same diameter, how much bigger is the square than the circle? So the Gemara's answer is going to be puzzling. It says revia, a quarter, but that's not true. It's actually a third. Right? Like, for example, if you have a square that's a diameter of, let's say, 4, right? So the area of that square, so base times height is 4 times 4 is 16, right? So there's the base, let's say, is 4, and now that's 16. Now let's to look at the circle. So the circle, it has the same diameter. So it has this diameter, a diameter of 4. Of course, what's the area of the circle? Pi r squared. So if pi, now pi, where we're going to place, instead of say pi, we're going to say 3, because that's how the Gemara understands it. Not 3.1, for 3. So pi r squared. So if the diameter is 4, the radius is 2. So 2 squared is 4, times 3 is 12. So the area of the circle is 12, while the area of the square outside is 16. So it's only a third more, a third of the 12. I know it's very late for this type of math, but a third of the 12 is 4, and so there's a third more, and right, if you add that third, that which is 4, to the 12, you're at 16. So, meaning, to put it simply, it's a third more. It's a third more of the 12 to equal 16. So a square is a third more than the circle. Yet the Gemara calls it a revia. So this is based on the concept in general that a lot of the time in Chazal we see this, where it's what's called milgav and milabar, where the estimation is seen from the outside, not from the inside. So for example, when we know like a shalish, a third, that you're right, you can spend more than a shalish for hiddur mitzvah, right? A third. But it's not really a true third. It's really half of the original price. Like for example, let's say the average price for an esrog is 100. So we say that you can, so a third more. It's a third more. So it's really, you could do 150. It's 150 because it's half of it, which is 50, and you add it more, and that would be a third if you would add this price on. So it starts from the outside rather than the inside, so it's called milbar as opposed to milgav. So just normally in math nowadays, it's the same thing. It mathematically, it's the same exact thing. Just mathematically, typically people refer to it as a third of the inner thing as opposed to looking from the outside. And Chazal often used it from the outside, though they don't, not consistently. So you can't always, you have to figure out what it means. But over here it means from the outside. But so bottom line is, we know that the Yam Shel Shlomo, if it would be a square based on the dimensions that we have, based on its diameter, if it would be square, we would know that it would hold 500. And we would like to get it down to 450, because that's how much would hold 150 mikvahs. So we'd like to get it down to that. So we have to figure out a fourth of it, right, which would be a third of the circle more. So let's figure this out. La arba mea mea. So it basically, to figure out the 500, it just does it easily, and easier numbers than 500, it uses 400 and 100, right, and just adds them together, right? Instead of working with a 500 amma mikvah, so we or yam, so we will work with a 100 amma one and a 400 one, and we're just going to put it together. So let's say for la arba mea. So if you have 400 cubic amos, and now you want to reduce it by a quarter, so mea. So then you have 100. Then you can make 100 mikvos from it. You have 100 mikvos from this 400 amos, and limeya esrim v'chamisha, and for the meya for the 100 amos, so you can make 25 mikvos from that. Combined, honey meya v'esrim v'chamisha havalu. So now what you have is 125 mikvos. Meaning, when we reduce the Yam Shel Shlomo, based on a circle, making it a circle, now it can only hold 125 mikvaos. Based on the math that we did, we just reduced the 500 by a quarter to 125. That's basically what we did. So it's 125. Hold on, 125 mikvaos. That's not enough, because we said it has to be 150 mikvaos. That's what the Brisa said. What do we do? Tani, Rama Bar Yechezkel. Rami Bar Yechezkel taught in a brisa a little piece of information that actually is going to help us a lot. Yom she'asa Shlomo, the Yom Shel Shlomo, Shlosh Amos Tachtonos Merubos. The three Amos, the three bottom Amos, are square. Ushtayim Elyonos, Agulos. And, right, so remember, it's five Amah height. It's a five Amah height. The three lower ones are squared, and the two upper ones are round. So what this comes out is that the bottom it's going to end up equaling 150 mikvos now, right? If you figure it out like that. Now the Gemara wants to know how we got there. Well, nihi de ipcha lo matzis amrat. So for sure you couldn't suggest the opposite, right? This we're working on this brisa. Rami Bar Yechesa teaches in this brisa. Of course you couldn't suggest the opposite, meaning that maybe the top Amos were square and the bottom were round, right? Right. It seems to be that the brisa came to solve our problem. The problem that, you know, we have a teaching that it's a mesorah that it held 150 mikvos, yet according to the dimensions, the Yam Shel Shlomo should have only held 125. Where do you get the extra 25? So seemingly this brisa was aware of that mesorah and therefore figured out a way to figure out the extra 25 cubic amos, the extra 25 mikvaos, by saying that part of it was square and part of it was round. Now we know that you can't say that the bottom of it was round and the top was square. That can't be, because the pasuk says explicitly, "Disvaso agul ksiv." The pasuk says that the rim was round. Ella, so right, so that we're not asking. We're not like puzzled by that. Ella emachada. But maybe only the upper part of the pool was round, right? How do you know the two amos are round? So lo chasalka daita. Don't think to say that. Meaning we're trying to figure out like the starting point. So how do you know that's the amount? Maybe it didn't hold 150 mikvahs. So no, it's actually we'll solve the itach. Don't think that. Don't think it's up in the air how many mikvahs it held. That's actually pretty clear. We know we have a brice of it. We'll see. Dichsiv alpayim bas yachil, because we said that it can hold 2,000 bas. Bas is a certain measure. It can hold 2,000 bas. So, bas kamahavya, how much is a bas? Shlosh siyin. It's three seya. Three seya is one bas. How do we know that? Or, don't worry, we'll bring it all back. Dichsiv maiser habas min hakor. Because we have a pasuk, where is this pasuk? In Yechezkel, which says that the maiser of a bas is a maiser habas min hakor. That bas is a tenth of a kor. Okay? How much is a kor? So we know that a kor is shloshim seya. A kor is 30 seya. And, right, a kor is 30 seya. If bas, and Yechezkel teaches us, bas is a tenth of a kor, so you have to do 30 seya divided by 10. So a bas is clearly three seya. So dahava lahu shita alfe grive. So now we established that a bas is three seya. That's clear, because we know that that a kor is 30 seya, and we know that from Yechezkel that a bas is a tenth of that. So a bas is clearly three seya. So how many bas do we say the Yam Shel Shlomo held? Tiksiv alpayim bas yichol, 2,000. So 2,000 bas is how many seya? 3 times 2,000? 6,000. So dahava lahu shita alfei grive. So what comes out now is that the Yam Shel Shlomo held 6,000 seya. Okay, 6,000 seya. How many seya is a mikvah? 40, right. Correct. 40. So if we know that it held 2,000 bas, which means 6,000 seya, divided by 40, because each mikvah is 40, comes out how many mikvahs? 6,000 divided by 40 is 150. So we actually have a meaning the brisa of Rav Chiya that Rav Chiya taught holds 150 mikvos. It's actually pretty simple math. If you know, right, because it says explicitly that the bas was 2,000. Sorry, that it held 2,000 bas. 2,000 bas is 6,000 seya. 6,000 seya is 150. 440 say a mikvos. So we actually can figure it out very clearly from there. The Hoksiv Machzik Batim Shloshes Alafim. We thought we were in the clear, not quite, because that we have a pasuk in Divrei Yamim which says that it held 3,000, not 2,000 seya, 3,000 seya. So that's this is not really a big math problem, but how can it say over here in Malachim they held 2,000 seya, 2,000 bas, and over here in Divrei Yamim it says 3,000 bas? So hahu lagudsha, no. So that's where it's good to a gadish, to where it's heaped, meaning talking about solids. That a container can hold more solids than liquids because liquid there's no overflow. So it's as much as you can hold. That's it. 2,000 seya by liquid, 2,000 bas by liquid, but by solid, it can actually be heaped up, and you can hold up till 3,000 bas. And we've actually learned this before in Shabbos. Similarly, Abaye Amar Abaye Shmamina Haigutsha Tilsa Have. We learn from here that a gadish heap can be a third more. Can be a third more. So it's right 2,000 bas and 3,000 bas. And right, this is from the outside third. Utsnan nami, and we also have a Mishnah that says similarly, shida tevo migdal. If you have like a carriage or a box or a closet, kaveres hakash of a kaveres hakanim, or like a beehive shape that's made of straw or that's made of reed, a basket that's like beehive shaped, uvor svina alexandris. Or you have the pit of an Alexandrian ship, which was used to carry things. Afal pi sheishal hem shulayim, even though they have bottoms to them. V'hein machzichos arbaim sabalach shein karayim kayavesh. They, so the main point, they hold 40 seah when wet for liquids, which is korayim, which is two kor for dry. Something that's dry, and right, two kor is going to be 60 seya. So right, again, so that means it's 40 seya when liquid, 60 seya when dry, same exact measurements, tahorin, so that in that case they're tahor, but we have the same measurements, so we see that it's 2 to 3 when it's dry, liquid to solid in what's contained. And now we are done with that. So up to you. I can keep the recording going. If you guys want to sign out because it's getting late, I can keep the recording going and finish the Amud. Okay, so fine. So I'm going to keep the recording going. So new Mishnah. Then and now it's if you can believe, it's going to be much easier getting back to Erevin. So the Mishnah says lechayayin sha'amru govan asara tzvachim verachvan. So the you have lechayayin that we have spoken about govan asara tzvachim, the height of it, right? We've speaking about lechi since daf beis, but what are the dimensions necessary? So its height needs to be asara tvachim, v'rachvan it's v'ovyan it's width and thickness kol shehu, can be any amount. Rabbi Yossi Omer rachvan gimel tvachim, as we learned previously, Rabbi Yossi says that the width needs to be 3 tvachim. So 10 tefach height and a width machlokas, either a mashehu any or kol shehu, anything, or 3 tvachim. So the Gemara says lechayayin sha'amru v'chulei. Lema tanan stama karebi Eliezer damar lechayayin beinan. It sounds like the Mishnah over here. The fact that it says lechayayin, two lechis, as opposed to lechi shamru, says lechayayin, sounds like the stam Mishnah is written in accordance with Rabbi Eliezer, who says that you need two lechis. Right? We mentioned that Beis Hillel say you need a lechi or a korah. Beis Shammai say you need a lechi and a korah. And Rabbi Eliezer says you need two lechis. So this Mishnah says lechayayin. Maybe it holds like him. So the Gemara says, lo, my lechayayin, lechayayin da'alma. No, what does it mean by lechis? It means like lechis in general. It's not saying that the two lechis at your mavoi. It means lechis in general. How big do they have to be? If so, Koranami Nisni Koros. And that's not a good answer, because in the previous Mishnah we said a Korah that we spoke about. We didn't say, it should also say Koros, beams in general. How big should they be? So that's not a good answer. So Nisni Koros, Umai Koros, Koros Da'ama. We should have said just Koros Da'ama. So Haki Kamar, this is what it means. Osan Lechayayin Shenichlechu Behen, Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim. So those Lechayayin that Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim argue about, they argue about Lechayayin. They argue whether you need two, whether you need one. So Golvan Asar Tvachim Rochvan Ovyan Kol Shehu. So the height is 10 tefachim, the width is any amount, but meaning don't read into it. It's saying lechayayin is mean like the lechayayin that they argue about. The Korah, nobody argues about this, the Korah, but lechayayin, there's an argument of whether you need one or two, so we just use like a inclusive term to refer to the machlokas about the lechayayin, whether you need lechayayin or lechi, so that's what it means. Don't read into the Mishnah. It's Mishnah is not necessarily Rabbi Eliezer. The Kama Kolshu, how much is a Kolshu? Tani Rabchia taught, right, so, wait, what do you mean? How much is a Kolshu? Kolshu is Kolshu. So sometimes Kolshu just means, you know, not as big as you say. You say three tefachim, I say, no, that could be much smaller. So the Gemara says, Afilu Kichut HaSarbal, even like the thread of a cloak. Dr. Henry Abramson has a whole etymological explanation for sarbal, how that means cloak. I can send it in the group after. Tana, it was taught, ase lechi lechetzi mavoi, ase lechi lechetzi mavoi, ein lo elechetzi mavoi. That if someone places a lechi halfway through the mavoi, instead of putting the lechi at the entrance of the mavoi, he like cuts his mavoi in half basically and puts a lechi there. So he only has half a mavoi, meaning it sounds like he can only use half the mavoi. He can't use beyond that. So the Gemara says, pshita. Yeah, obviously you can't use the part outside that. You know, the part outside of the lechi part, meaning the outer part, obviously you wouldn't be able to use it. There's no lechi at the entrance. Why would you be able to use it? So ela emos, rather the brisa should be understood as saying, yesh lo chetzi mavoi. The chiddush is that you have half a mavoi that you can use, meaning the inner part you can use. You do have that half a mavoi usable. So hanami pshita, that's also obvious. Why wouldn't you, right? If you have a lechi halfway through, why wouldn't you be able to use the inner half? So the Gemara says, ma disayim, what would I have said? Lechosh dima asi lesh dimu shei bekule. Maybe we have a gzeira that, no, you can't even use the inner part because we're concerned you might come to use the outer part as well. Kamash malan, that's not the case. We're not concerned about that. It is a big chiddush that you can, if the lechi cuts off the mavoi in half, you can actually use the inner mavoi, and we're not concerned that you might use the outer part of the mavoi as well. Amar Rava, Rava says, asa lechi the mavoi vehagbiyo min hakarka shlosha o shef ligo min hakosel shlosha. If someone makes a lechi for a mavoi, but it's lifted three tefachim off the ground, meaning it has the height of 10 tefachim, but it's 3 tefachim off the ground. O shef ligo min hakosel shlosha, or it's not directly next to the wall, it's 3 tefachim away from the wall. Lo asa velo klum, he didn't do anything. It meaning that, right, we can't apply lovewood over here, and therefore if it's not attached to the wall through lovewood, so less than 3 tefachim, or connecting to the ground at least less than 3 tefachim, so you can apply lovewood, it doesn't, then it's not a good lechi. Afilu Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, damar amrin on lovewood, and even according to Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, who says we can do lovewood, because Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel says that it is, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says that lovewood is up to 4 tefachim. So hani mili the mala. So he only says that if it's above avalamata, but if it's 3 tefachim away from the ground, so kevan da havia mechita shagadin bokin ba lo kamar. So he says it's not really a din in lovewood so much, but it's just basically a separate din of like a wall that's like hanging, and if there's 3 tefachim of space. Nothing to do with lovewood. Lovewood, he says, can go up to 4. But if it's 3 tefachim of space, goats can go through that, and that's not considered a wall. It's not considered a mechitza if little goats can crawl under it. Really, so we mentioned in the previous summit, maybe has to do with lovewood. Not really so much of a lovewood did, because even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who holds lovewood is up to 4 tefachim, would hassle this lechi because goats can go under it. Rabbi Yossi Omer Rachvan Gimel Tvachim. Rabbi Yossi says that the width is 3 Tvachim. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ein Halacha K'Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yosef says that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. Behilmi velo belechayin. Not in the case of Hilmi and not in the case of Lechayin. Hilmi we learned actually back in Shabbos, Daf Kufches. Kufches is kach, take the kleptomaniac. So that's a certain type of brine. That brine is it's also to make large amounts of brine on Shabbos, for whatever reason mentioned there. And the Rabbanan say you can make a small amount, and Rabbi Yosef argues with them. And he says the halacha is not in accordance with so Rabbi Yosef is saying now, halacha is not in accordance with Rabbi Yosef regarding brine, meaning you can make small amounts of brine to make as a dip. V'lo b'lechi yayin, and halacha is not according to him b'lechi yayin, meaning you can make a lechi even of a very small measurement. Amar le Rav Huna bar Chinana, so Rav Huna bar Chinana says to Rav Yosef, reminding him of a teacher we mentioned before, Rav Yosef got very ill at one point and forgot much of his Torah learning, and we see many times, often Abaye, but others as well, of his Talmidim, reminding him of his Torah. So he said, "Behilmi Amratlan, you taught us about Hilmi. Belechal Yayin lo Amratlan, but you never told us that we don't hold like Rav Yosef regarding Lechal Yayin. You said, yeah, in the Gemara and Shabbos, the brine, we don't hold like Rav Yosef. That you told us. But you didn't tell us this part that we don't hold like him in Lechal Yayin. Maybe we should." So he responds, seemingly Rav Yosef is responding, "Maishna behilmi de pligi Rabbanon ale. Why do we say by Hilmi that we don't hold like Rav Yosef? Because the Rabbanon argue against him." Right, in the Gemara and Shabbos. So lech yayin nami pligi rabbanon alei. Well, over here, we also have the Tanakama, meaning the Rabbanon in our Mishnah, that says it could be kol shehu. So they argue on him. So Rav Yosef says it makes sense that we should argue that we don't hold like Rav Yosef by Hilmi or by lech yayin. Amar lei, so seemingly Rav Huna bar Chinana said back to him, Shani lechayin. Now this case is different. Mishum dekoi Rabbi kavase. Because Rabbi holds like him. As we mentioned earlier, Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yossi. So maybe over here, yes. When the Rabbanan argues Rabbi Yossi, will hold like the Rabbanan. But over here, Rebbe holds like him. So maybe that's a reason that we should paskin like him. So maybe we would paskin like Rabbi Yossi in this case, even though we don't paskin like him in the Hilmi case. Rav Ruchumi Masni Hachi. Rav Ruchumi taught that following exchange with different participants and different discussion. Amar, or maybe at least he taught a related discussion as follows. Amar of Yehuda Bereder of Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei de Rav was taught in the name of Rav Ein Halach Rav Yosi Lo Behilmi Belo Belechayayin. So similar to what Rav Yosef said, it's taught in the name of Rav that we don't hold like him in either of these cases. Amar Lei, he said back to him, Amrat, it was said to him, right? It was quoted in the name of we see a long chain of names. So it, clearly one of these Amorayim were asked if he actually said, Amrat, did you actually say this? Maybe Rav Yehuda was asked, Rav Yehuda Breder of Shmuel, Bar Shilas. It's Rav Yehuda Breder of Shmuel. So he was asked, Amrat, did you actually say this? Amrat, lo. He said, no, I didn't say it. Amar Rava, hello Kim, Amra the Gamirna Lamine. So Rava says, that's not true. By God. He did say it, and we learned it from him. He said, no, I didn't say that. Meaning, no, he did. Umay taima kama hadar bay. And Rava says, why did he retract and say, no, I didn't say that, or at least, no, we don't hold like that? Mishum de Rabbi Yosi nimuko ima umo. Because Rabbi Yosi has nimuko with him. Rashi says nimuko is tame rayosav. He has like reasons and proofs, maybe lo b'chol makom v'sechas getin. There was a great praise of Rabbi Yossi that he used to bring his nimukim, his proofs and reasons with him, and he would explain himself so well that maybe we'll choose to hold like Rabbi Yossi over the Rabbanan. So even though it was originally taught in this Samora's name, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Shilas, originally taught that halacha follows the Rabbanan in the case of Lech Yayin and Hilmi. So he says, no, I actually didn't say that because, you know, Rav Yosi, there's a reason to favor Rav Yosi. Just al-Jahagav, it's worth noting that it says Nemuko. So I wonder if this is the source of the name of the Nemuke Yosef. Nemuke Yosef is a parish on the Rif, the Nemuke Yosef. So I wonder if he got it from the play on Nemuke Yosi over here, Nemuko Yosi over here. Maybe that's got the name. That's the second sefer we mentioned in this year. We have the Amshal Shalom and the Nemuke Yosef based over here. Let's finish up the Amud. Amar le Rava Bar Rav Chanan le Abaye. Rava Bar Chanan said to Abaye, Hilcha Samai. So what's the halacha? Do we hold like Rabbi Yossi or not? Amar le Puk Chazi Ma Amad Davar. So he says, go outside and see what people do. And Rashi elaborates that over here that you see that people are lenient when it comes to Lechi. People often they don't do three tefachim, so they use a mashu. So it seems like we hold against Rav Yossi, who hold like the Rabbanan. So to see what people are doing. Ika demasnila ha. Some say that Abai said this thing on something else, Gemara that we learned in Brachos, I think Mendal, Mem Hey, Hasho Semayim Litzamo, Omer Shakom Yebedvar, Rabbi Tarfan Omer Break, Nefal Shos Rabos, Vechesrunan, that the Mishnah in Brachos says that somebody who drinks water to his thirst, he says Shahakol, and Rabbi Tarfan argues and he says, no, you say Break Nefal Shos. So Rav Chanan asked Abaye, Hilchos Samai, what do we hold? Do we hold that you say a shahakol or bring nefashos as the bracha rishona on water? My Amar, so Hilchos Samai, what's halacha? Amar Le, he said to him, Pukhazi my amadavar, go see what people do. And the answer is that people say shahakol as a bracha rishona, bring nefashos as a bracha shahakol as a bracha rishona, bring nefashos as a bracha acharona, and that is what we should hold. And some say that Abaye was actually talking about this, not as the case that we mentioned earlier. Again, I apologize for the confusion with the math earlier. Not, I don't apologize for the Gemara. I apologize for myself not having it so clear when I originally said it. But hopefully, as you do Chazara, you work at the math, it shouldn't be too complicated. And I'm happy to address any questions. So please post any questions in the group, and I'm happy to try to explain them more clearly.